This is Kelly Lally, and I'm here to talk with Mr. Clint Thompson. Today is July the 29th, 1987. Where were you born, Mr.
Where?
When and where?
I was born the 3rd day of December, 1921.
And where?
Here in Cobrown, I guess. down the hill here, about a couple miles.
Have you lived in this area basically all of your life?
Yes, ma'am.
How many people were in your family?
There was 7 of us kids. 5 boys, 2 girls.
And where did you fall in that number?
Ma'am?
Where did you fall in that number? Which number were you? Were you the oldest?
I was 4th.
What were times like for your family during the Depression?
Rough.
Did your family farm for a living?
Yes, ma'am.
How did you hear about the CCC?
Well, it was something that President Roosevelt got up. So, started from there, I guess.
Were there a lot of young men in this area?
Several.
Was there any particular way that you were selected to be in the CCC around here?
I think they selected those from Mumfordsville. Somebody had a committee or what they had, picking out boys to go, you see.
Did you know of anybody who wasn't accepted for the CCC for some reason?
No, ma'am.
So when did you enter the CCC?
March the 15th, 1939.
And how old were you then?
17.
Oh, you were real young. How long were you in the CCC?
I like 17 days, staying 3 years. See, 2 years was the limit. Then I believe it was the AP, they call them. They kept me as a, must have been a pretty good hand or something. Kept me as an AP. So I stayed 17 days before the CCC camp broke up.
And which camp were you in?
Number 4.
Do you remember how you felt when you left home for the CCC?
Well, I felt like I was leaving forever, I guess. Never been away from home much. As far as I was away from home, I guess, down there when I first started, you know. In 39, I stayed home and helped my mother. My dad got killed when I was 12. So, it come in awful handy. I helped my mother with what money we got. So that's good money back then. Oh. $45 a month, your board and clothes.
Did you get homesick at all?
Yes, ma'am, I did. You're 17 miles from home.
Did you get to come and visit at all? Did you come visit?
Did I do what?
Did you come back home to visit sometime?
Oh, yeah, every weekend. About every weekend when you didn't have, wasn't on KP. That's maybe once a month. Walked 17 miles.
You walked the whole way?
Walked home. Walked back. So, finally, there's a couple of Turley fellas down there would bring us home for and come and get us for 50 cents. 25 cents each way.
Did you have any special training before you went into the CCC? Did they send you to Fort Knox?
Oh, no. No, ma'am. Just called me up and I went, just like calling you for the Army, Rick. Passed examination and so.
Do you remember your very first day in camp?
Yes, we had to listen to speeches most of the time, most of the day.
What kind of speeches?
Oh, they'd tell us about the work and stuff like that, see. Of course, we had good recreation. We had ball teams, fire barracks. There was 5 barracks, and I believe it was 200 people to each barrack. If I haven't forgot, it's been a long time ago.
Sounds about right. So at first you were paid $30 a month, and then pretty soon you made $45.
As a leader. As a barracks leader and a field leader.
You were pretty young to be a leader, you think?
Well, I was, it's good work, I guess. It's hard work on farms, and I worked hard on a farm. They all took a liking to me, the sergeant, superintendent, and the lieutenant. I got in with them all, see.
Well, I know you sent some of your money home. How did you spend your personal money?
See, we got paid by cash.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how I spent it. I guess that no more than that wasn't very hard to get rid of. Of course, back then, that's pretty good money, 39, 40.
Did you go into any of the towns very often, Cave City or
Brown? No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Most of the boys did.
You came home most of the time on the weekend?
Right. You always come home, my mother and four other kids at home, see. And I like to hunt and fish, so I come home fish and hunt.
Well, aside from becoming a camp leader or whatever.
Barracks leader.
Barracks leader.
And a field leader.
Field leader. What role did you have in the camp? What job did you do?
See, I'd have to see it. The barracks was kept clean and the beds was made up good. In my barracks, see, if I was over, I started at number five and I went in every one of them. They kept moving me. I reckon I kept it in pretty good shape. The boys had. You wasn't supposed to leave no wrinkles in your bed. Of course, when you double your sheet back and your blanket, it's supposed to be real straight and neat. So if it wasn't just right, we'd just rip the sheet back to you and the blanket make it over. And if the lieutenant caught him, he'd give him, I'll be 5 or 10 days extra duty on KP, see, in the kitchen, washing the dishes, peeling potatoes.
What projects did you work on?
I worked on the telephone line mostly. Clamped telephone poles for 18 months. Then I have worked in the Mammoth Cave on bad days, picking up cigarette butts, carrying sand. That's the hardest place I ever worked a bunch of men is in a cave. You work 45 men, we carry 2 shovels full of sand for 2 miles in a grass sack. Put over your shoulders. Of course, I didn't have to carry. All I'd have to carry is a lantern. See if they got there with it. Of course, some of them would hide, pull their sand out, and catch us on our way back, you know. Because it's hard to keep up with 45 men with a carbide lantern.
Well, when you were putting up the telephone lines, what exactly did you have to do? I mean, did you have to put up the poles and...
Right, put up the poles, carry them across the hollers, and then stretch the wire and then climb the pole and put them up. Clean the right-of-way, see, clear the right-of-way for it. Had an awful good boss, his name was Fisher, we called him Pap. Mighty good fellow, he was foreman, see.
How many people worked putting up the telephone lines?
Well, we usually, about 25 of us, I guess, in a crew. They put them out in crews. See, they call them crews. Some worked in the quarry, some on the road, some on the telephone line, see. Some worked in the cave, picking up cigarette butts. So, pretty good job back then.
Were you putting up lines for just Camp Number 4, or were you doing it
all the National Park?
The whole National Park.
Whole National Park.
Did any other camps have a crew to put up lines? Or?
No, ma'am. No, that's Number 4 had the crew of putting up the telephone lines.
Well,
I did lay some rock while I was in there. Hit build rock walls around the Mammoth Cave. Of course, we built head walls out of rock, chisel them out, lay them, just like laying concrete block. But they'd be square. I guess you've seen those houses in Mammal Cave and Rock Houses.
Uh-huh.
Well, CC's put them up.
Those are wonderful.
Yeah.
Can you describe a typical day for you in the CCC, like when you got up and, you know, what you did, the job, the work? Or?
Well, not particular, I guess. After I got used to it, I liked it awful well. It's got in with everybody. Sergeant, me and Sergeant got along fine.
Did you make a lot of good friends?
Oh yeah, I made a lot of good friends.
How much free time did you have?
I believe we got a sick day a month. Mm-hmm. I believe it was. And maybe a vacation day. I'm not for sure.
And then your weekends?
Right. On Saturday at noon, so you get off Saturday at noon.
And you would come home and then go back on Sunday.
Go back on Sunday.
That's a lot of traveling for 2 days.
Yeah. But we didn't mind it back then. We run the most of the way, I guess, back in that old car. And that.
Did you ever participate in any of the recreation or education programs?
Like I was a softball pitcher. Of course, we ever back had a team, see. So we'd play softball every night. One barracks would play the other, see. And I never was a hand to fuss in a ball game. And that's why I got in with all the big shots, I reckon. They took a liking to me. I didn't fuss any. Didn't want to fight any. I wanted to play ball. I didn't want to fight. I didn't go out there to fight and went to play ball.
Did you ever participate in the education programs that they had?
I went to school some. In there, night school.
What'd you study? Do you remember?
Well, first aid and just different stuff. I used to have a first aid card. I don't know what I ever done to it. It is because that's been a long time ago.
And you got it when you were there?
Right. Passed the test and everything. On your pulse beat and everything, you know. I wouldn't know what one from another now. Find one on my arm once in a while.
Did the CCC boys play pranks on each other?
Oh my gosh, yes. Hot foot them.
How did they do that?
They would take cigarette papers and put shoe polish on it, catch your sleep, lay it on your foot and set the fire with a match. You can get that shoe off pretty quick.
Do you remember any other ones?
Well, there's all kinds of pranks pulled. There's lots of times that some of them would cause fights. And of course, most people likes to prank. And I was always a pranker.
What did you
do? I'd rather pull a prank on a fella to see. I run a grocery store out here for 8 years. I'll throw the eggs at people and everything else. Bought a lot of eggs back then. Cases, you know, people come on the road wagon, bring their eggs and chickens off.
When you get that many young men together, too, I'm sure.
Right.
There'd be a lot going on. Where was Camp Number 4 situated?
It's about 17 miles on this side of Green River is about all I can tell you. On down this road here. Going in the woods. Houchins. Well, Mammal Cave for you, I guess.
You know,
it's always called Mammal Cave.
Always.
Camp Seat. That was the address.
Was there much interaction among the different CCC camps? Number 1? And two or
well, it's
four.
All about the same. They all did about the same thing.
Did they have much to do with each other?
Yes, we played ball against each other and things like that, see.
What about socializing at all? Or?
Not too much. That they made it in town or something. Some of the boys I've been talking about to others. Like I said, I need to go to town. That's all we come home. Thought we needed his home most of, back then.
How did the white people feel about the presence of blacks in the nearby camp? Do you think it made any kind of a difference, or was there any tension?
Not that much, I don't think. Of course, we wasn't around the blacks much. Had a different, I believe their company was number one. Mm-hmm. Ours four and had number two. They had number three and tore it out before I went, I believe, about 37 when they tore it out.
How did the local residents feel about the CCC being in the area?
They didn't think too much about it. Of course, there's all the camps in the national park, so there wasn't many houses around.
Earlier on, I'd heard that there was some tension, maybe not with the CCC, but with the Park Service, because a lot of people lost their homes and their farms.
Mm-hmm. That's when it's first, when they first put them in, I guess. I don't know when they first put them CCC camps in. I guess in the...
33.
You know when?
I think 33.
Was it? I think it's about 28. I didn't know.
Yeah, I think it was 33, right after Roosevelt got elected. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Roosevelt did was one put them in. It was 20. 33.
So most of the people, you know, were like the guys being in the area, or did they? Was there positive feelings, or?
No, they didn't seem to care. Mm-hmm. Of course, I guess you get used to it, like we got this lake in down here, you see, and they all felt kind of bad about the government taking their land for the lake, see. But they got over it now, an old fishing whale, I reckon.
Did many of the CCC boys interact with the townspeople, going to any of the towns, or spend time with the local residents in any way?
Not as I know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I never did go out with them, see, and of course they sent a truck out about every Saturday night to the show at Kay City. Mm-hmm. And the 3 years I was in there, I never did go with them. So.
Did many of the guys date local girls?
Probably. Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably did.
How successful do you feel like the CCC was in relieving the effects of the Depression?
It really helped me and my mother. We didn't have much growing up. Raised on cornbread and sorghum lysis. Of course, I tried to help what you could with $45, see, it wouldn't go very far. Helped prepare the place off. I bought 75 acres, I believe, for $300. Paid $25 a month, I left $45. So, helped some. She sold some of it off and then kept most of it, see. To get out of debt. My dad was in debt when he died. So, it really helped us, I think.
Do you think it helped the residents around the Mammoth Cave area?
Did what?
Do you think it helped the residents around the Mammoth Cave area with their economy?
I would think so. And, I think that's one of the best things that ever happened to them. People growed up pretty poor back then. Wasn't no jobs or nothing. Wasn't what jobs they had, didn't pay nothing. But that really helped, I think. I can answer for myself, it helped us. Me and my mother and the four kids at home.
What do you consider to be the greatest contribution of the CCC to, I guess, in general? Maybe not just in this area, but the nation even. Do you think it was just getting everybody back to work, or?
I would think so. It helped people back to work.
Do you think it made a difference in the military? For World War II?
I would think so. We had to do some drilling in there and everything. The boys were ready when they did go. Know more about the military seat. Of course, every evening we'd have to drill to see him, hike, run, take exercise every morning, get us out before breakfast. Winter and summer. It's pretty good, I thought.
Were there any problems with the CCC at all? Were there in administration or in between a lot, some of the guys, or that you could see from
no,
there?
No, I couldn't see any. So.
What did you, go ahead.
Wonderful thing, I thought.
What did you do after you got out?
I went to Louisville and got a job. And I stayed at first 3 or 4 years, then I moved back down, went in the grocery business. Then I went to work for the highway department and worked 24 and a half years as a maintenance foreman. Retired 3 years ago. I retired around 62, I'm 65 now, December 3rd.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell me about your experience with the CCC, or?
That's about all I know, I guess. It's, wish you forget a whole lot. 40-some years, 40, I guess it's been 48 years, 48 or 9 years. Forget a whole lot in that length of time.
Well, I don't have any more questions, so I'll go ahead and stop the time.
That's about all I know to tell you, I guess.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.